Today's reading starts in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. Matthew 5, verse 27. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Once again you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say simply be yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. As we saw in yesterday's reading, Jesus is starting to give some teaching that would correct some of the incorrect thoughts and teachings of the time. He wants to get people back to what God intended, which is a heart issue, and that sin comes from the heart. And so when we see, starting in verse 27, he starts telling them, you have heard that it was said, but I say to you. So heard it was said was their rabbinical teachings, and Jesus is trying to correct it back to what God intended for them. You see, God is not just concerned with whether someone commits a physical act of adultery or previously murder. He's concerned with what men harbor in their hearts. For sooner or later, what's harbored in the heart does come out. But God wants a man's heart. He wants that heart attuned toward him. And if that heart is harboring hatred, and that heart is harboring lust, then it's not attuned toward him. It's attuned toward those lusts of the flesh. And so he says, if you look at a woman with lustful intent, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. That's what they're harboring and storing within the heart. If anyone is lusting after others, thinking about them, then when the opportunity presents itself, they don't resist. They go into that, and the more they think about it and the more they give into it, the easier it all becomes. That's a serious problem with both simply looking at the opposite sex, or even today, the serious problem of pornography. We live in a society today that is saturated with overt sexuality. There's popular songs that are written and played on the radio today that are absolutely detestable, that are some of the worst trash that could come out of people's mouths, and yet people listen to it, people applaud it as if it's something great, when no, it's pure evil. It's evil to be thinking all those sexual thoughts all the time. It's evil to be entertaining them and giving them a place in your heart. For years, there's always been that excuse, well, look but don't touch. No, you can't look at all. Because sooner or later, when you have an opportunity, you do act upon it. It's a sickness, it's a disease within our society, and it ruins relationships, and it ruins marriages. It ruins people and their hearts. Now, in verses 29 and 30, Jesus tells them that you'd be better off to go through life handicapped or lame than to entertain these things in your life. And it's not that Jesus is talking about mutilation. He's not advocating that we mutilate ourselves, because that wouldn't fix anything. We'd still have a heart issue. What he's trying to get across is how drastic a measures you should be willing to take in order to rid your life of sin. what drastic measures you'd be willing to take in order to stop entertaining sin in your heart. So the idea of removing an eye, removing a hand, that's very drastic. But he's saying you should be willing to pay a price in order to get rid of sin harbored in your heart. Verse 31 and 32, he addresses divorce. Only one cause for divorce, that's sexual immorality. And that if you divorce someone for some other reason and they remarry, that's an adulterous relationship. Verses 33 through 37, he addresses swearing. He says, don't swear falsely. Don't swear on other things because you really don't have control over them. In fact, what it comes down to is you ought to be an honest enough person that when you say yes, it does mean yes. And when you say no, it does mean no. You don't need anything else. You don't need to swear by some object or something because as a follower of God, you should be an honest person. And if people know your character, then they should know that about you. And if we're not an honest enough person that people can take us at our word, then we need to make some serious changes in our life. We need to be able to be taken at our word. That finishes off our reading for today. I would ask that you please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.